delight for the players. I mean that sincerely, that's an easy answer maybe, but a delight that they've to come out under those conditions and perform like they did today. And we spoke about just what we can control, Billy. We can control here. We couldn't control away from us, but we knew there'd be twists and turns away, and indeed there were, probably more than we reckoned for.
How much were you aware of what was going on at the other grounds, and did that affect tactics?
No, we spoke about if we had needed another goal at any stage, then we would obviously have certain things we would do, but the way the results were going, and of course there's 11,000 bees here as well, give us a small clue as to what was going on. But again, the composure, they didn't stop playing. I think there's a spell for about 4 or 5 minutes second half where we went long, and that's not us. And we, again, they looked to play, and delighted for the players to work as hard as they've worked all season, and they've been the underdog, which is great for them. And now, as I say, they are where they are, but season's not over yet. It's two huge games. That'll be a third one to follow, fingers crossed.
What do we expect from Middlesbrough? Because obviously, we've talked about being Middlesbrough. They were one of the best teams that you've played this season. Obviously, thoughts will now turn to Middlesbrough and a bit of a crazy week down at the training ground.
No, very much so. It's about getting it right. And it's important also that the players enjoy this moment, you know, in the change room there with the fans, who have been fantastic yet again. But again, you know, let them enjoy that. Enjoy that, because these are the memories that live long in, you know, long in the memory, so to speak.
Yeah.
But we have to make sure that the focus is right for another very tough opponent. They came here for a Sky game. We did very, very well. But we lost 1-0 to a penalty. And lots of chances. But we have to learn up there. We had a tough time. Probably the toughest time all season. So we have to go there and look to deliver a performance. And hopefully, fingers crossed, get a good result.
I'm wondering if the events of January were a double-edged sword, a two-sided coin. To wit, it galvanised the team behind the gaffer, as it were, to use a football term. But by the same token, you know, the Evening Standard, a journalist rather cleverly looked at the results and decided that there was a drop in form after the offence in January. How much of a fillip and how much of a downside were the events of January?
I think the immediate aftermath was my mistake. I said at the time, you know, we played Watford here and we didn't take into consideration enough the physical demand on the players. Jake getting sent off in the 38th, I believe, against a very, very talented team. And they worked so hard here. Good performance. And to lose, as they did in that manner, right at the end of the game, was, of course, you know, very, very disheartening. But then again, I didn't take into account and didn't realise the emotional side of it as well. So Charlton away was a poor performance. There's no doubt about that. But from all the players and the start, everything was flat. So that was my fault, Billy, no one else's. But the response from that was tremendous. And again, it just reinforced what we know about this group of players. Their character, the average age is young. Our senior players have been outstanding all season. And, they're hungry for success. I've said it to you time and time again that they tasted it last year. They want more of it.